I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today is Joseph Carringer, a professional didgeridoo musician and sound therapist. In his sound therapy practice, he uses concert class didgeridoo, combining traditional Chinese medicine meridian and organ theory with Avakian chakra philosophies, creating a unique and powerful therapeutic sound, music, and healing experience. Joseph has been playing an Australian Aboriginal didgeridoo for over 15 years, using it as a deep meditative tool in his personal shamanic journal, as well as a therapeutic instrument for music and healing for his clients. Joseph presents and performs both nationally and internationally on mind-body connection and the effects of didgeridoo sound therapy for the purpose of clearing energetic and emotional stagnation within the energetic body to wellness and healthy lifestyle seekers, as well as to medical and holistic practitioners. After doing extensive research, Joseph opened his harmonic therapy practice to the New England Seacoast communities in January of 2004. Since the fall of 2005, Joseph has offered yearly classes for the Maine Medical Complementary Alternative Medical Programs and the University of Southern Maine Community Alternative Medical Programs, and presents at the University of New Hampshire and New England College. Joseph also volunteers music and healing at Maine Medical Center in Portland, Maine, on cardiac and pediatric floors. Joseph has been on the internationally known author and psychic medium John Holland's Hay House radio show several times, as well as opening musically for many of John's events. He was also a guest speaker at John's chakra healing class at Kripalu Center for Yoga, presenting his didgeridoo chakra cleaning workshops. John began working with music and healing with the didgeridoo in 1997 with blues and jazz acts, and later moved to playing live breath percussion to electronic dance music with DJs. Currently, he is performing and producing music with Josh Harris, a major label remix producer and former music director keyboardist for Seal, in a club world fusion electronic group called Table Syndicate. It is Joseph's goal to help people realign their body's natural rhythm on a cellular level through harmonic therapy. He believes that through his work, people can achieve a greater sense of natural health and open doors for a higher sense of creativity and consciousness. He feels a deep natural connection with the healing of our planet and ourselves, and has a variety of CDs for sale. Joseph also spent nearly a decade in the hemp-based apparel industry as both a manufacturer and activist. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Joseph, and I look forward to hearing about music or sound and healing. Now first, for those who do not know what it is, what is didgeridoo?
The didgeridoo is it's an ancient musical instrument. They're typically Aboriginal Australian and made from eucalyptus wood. And it's a piece of eucalyptus tree trunk that's been naturally hollowed out by termites that will eat the heartwood out of the tree. And for tens of thousands of years, Aboriginal didgeridoo harvesters have gone out and they'll tap on the tree, listen to the inside of the tree, hear if it's hollow enough, cut the tree, clear out the termites, make it a clean hollow tube, fix it with a beeswax mouthpiece, and then you have the instrument. It's a piece of hollowed eucalyptus that's been naturally hollowed, fitted with a beeswax mouthpiece. It's a pretty simple instrument.
So termites are useful for something.
Termites are very useful.
Because I usually think of them as getting into your house and eating away and then having to have the house repaired. And so it's nice to hear that they are useful for something.
Yeah, without the little white ants, we would have no didgeridoos of eucalyptus. So I'm a big fan of their work.
Oh, great, good. Then how is the didge used in holistic and sound therapy applications?
So in the Aboriginal tribes, the instrument is a Dreamtime instrument, and it's used for traditional tribal song, tribal dance, passing on their oral traditions, and has a whole range of what they call the Dreamtime applications, which is their connection to the spirit world. It's where they do their manifestations for healing, wellness, all occurs inside of the dream time of the spirit world. The work that I do and why I kind of touch on that a little bit is not an Aboriginal tradition at all. I have not been to Australia and I wasn't taught to play by the Aboriginal tribes or anything like that. The work that I started doing came from connecting with a group of holistic health practitioners in 2004 and leading a meditation for them and really playing quite briefly for only like 10 minutes and having a room full of people, chiropractor, board certified gynecologist, pharmacist, massage therapist, all of these different people in this room together. And at the end of the meditation, they literally sat in total stillness for like, you know, five minutes, 7 minutes, and afterwards became adopted into this community of holistic health practitioners in the seacoast of New England that said, we're going to help you figure this thing out. And what we found is that, and a lot of this, you know, people had known for thousands of years anyway, it was just sort of a rediscovery for us and then working together, but you can apply sound in a very similar way that you apply acupuncture needles or light energy and all of these different things. But the first way the instrument affects a person was really what drew me to doing the work with the didgeridoo in the first place was the fact that it produces these inaudible sound waves down in the infrasound range and down to 0 hertz. And those frequencies of sound you can use for physical therapeutic applications. So you can relieve muscle tension, muscle knotting, stimulate bone growth and breaks and fractures. And we've been doing this with medical ultrasound machines since the late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm. And the big difference between the didgeridoo and a medical ultrasound machine is you can't turn a dial and say, I'm just going to play 2.2 hertz. But it's completely safe, 100% natural, and will produce similar results given regular playing with a bone trauma, muscle trauma, and things like that. And so that's the first way it affects a person is really a no-touch sound massage. And then the second way the didge affects a person for a holistic application, for a sound therapy application, is that energetic clearing aspect that I was talking about with being similar to a sound form of acupuncture. And when I started doing collaborative work with acupuncturists, what we found were that the clients were having deeper releases, profound shifts in their chi that were occurring, and the didge will actually act as a Reiki or Qigong power washer, and how it clears out the energetic system, and the sound waves will entrain the out-of-tune stagnations back into being an in-tune vibration. So from the Ayurvedic perspective, each one of our 7 energy centers has a seed sound, and that seed sound actually has a key. So if a person has a liver stagnation, so there's a energetic or emotional stagnation sitting in liver, the playing in the key of E, which is the key of third chakra, will help entrain that stagnation to vibrate at the correct frequency inside the energetic inside that energetic center. So that's the second way it affects the person, a no touch form of, or no needle form of acupuncture, if you will. And then the third way the instrument affects a person, really this is the most important thing that the didgeridoo does, is it helps people get into deep meditative states. If you meditate regularly, it tends to be a big up button and allow you to go deeper into meditation. If you have difficulty meditating or you don't meditate often, it tends to be a great set of training wheels to help you get into meditation. And that's the most important thing that it does. You can take all of the physical aspects of physical clearing. You can take all of the energetic clearing aspects of it. And if you don't have the ability to engage your mind-body connection, clear out your own energetic system, mm-hmm. Everything that you're doing is that you have somebody do to you is temporary. It's you healing yourself that's permanent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the basis of the work that I do, are those three foundational mm-hmm. components.
Now, Joseph, on your website, you mentioned the Ayurvedic that you just mentioned, but you also mentioned something about combining it with Chinese medicine meridians.
Yeah, so it's a really fancy way of saying. So all that work I did with the acupuncturists over the course of four or five years, mm-hmm. what I found was that traditional Chinese medicine was very sophisticated in breaking down illness into the emotional components of an individual organ. So liver deals with anger, lungs deal with grief, sadness. Mm-hmm. You have all these different components, but in traditional Chinese medicine, they don't look at it in terms of sound, because they're going to stick an acupuncture needle inside of a meridian, which mm-hmm. is a energetic pathway coming out of that organ, and help to open up and clear the stagnation based on that. In Ayurveda, you have the seven energy centers, and each one of those energy centers having the seed sound gives you a note for that area. So the combination of the traditional Chinese medicine and the Ayurveda really comes down to my foundation being in working with people. A client comes in and they've been dealing with chronic bronchitis and want to break the bronchitis, and so which resides in the lungs. So we figure out what's that emotional or energetic stagnation of grief and sadness that's been plaguing the lungs, and we work to release that. To do that, I would need a key. The key in Ayurveda would be F, mm-hmm. for the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So we would work in that. So that's really the combination. It's just it's a cross-reference of two mm-hmm. charts, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. I've never heard of anything like this before. So it's interesting.
wasn't an instruction manual for me. There was a lot of really great people, mm-hmm. holistic practitioners, that I mm-hmm. we collaborated to really figure this out together.
Mm-hmm.
It was really one of the most wonderful things about the work that I do.
Great.
Because there was no information out there for me, really, when I first
mm-hmm.
started.
Mm-hmm. Joseph, have you used this with specific health conditions, or is it more for relaxing and getting the body back to a more normal phase or relaxation or what?
So the answer is yes to both. Mm-hmm. I've had clients who have been used this as an additional form of wellness therapy in combination with going through oncology treatment mm-hmm. for various forms of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with people who have post-traumatic stress disorder. I've had clients ranging from Asperger's to various forms of mental issues that they've been dealing with,
mm-hmm.
and physical trauma. So, but at the end of the day, it all comes back to meditation and wellness and, mm-hmm. and energetic clearing inside of that. But yeah, it's a supplemental or additional
mm-hmm.
Form of therapy that you can add and do in conjunction with or in replacement of something like acupuncture or Reiki, Qigong, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. it can be applied in any of those ways.
Mm-hmm. So this could be used like with your CDs, could be used by cancer patients as part of a holistic approach?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah. I've done a considerable amount of volunteer work over the years with mm-hmm. people with various forms of cancer, and mm-hmm. you know, with cancer is one of those things. You know, I've had people that have, you know, the discussion always becomes, depending on where you meet them in their journey, is, you know, are we helping them prepare to live, or are they preparing to mm-hmm. transition? You know,
mm-hmm.
what is, and I've worked with people with both. It's so yeah, it can be you know, they determined years ago, my mother went through breast cancer treatment in 1998. Oh. That was just when they were releasing the information that people who were meditating, women who were going through breast cancer treatment that were meditating and changing the stress levels in their life were having higher survival rates.
Mm-hmm.
My mom found one of these research papers that the AMA put out, and early ones. And so she changed a huge amount of her lifestyle and was meditating every day and reduced the amount of overall stress in her world and what she was taking in, and changed her orientation to things. And she's been cancer-free now. You know, we're in 2015 now. She went through treatment in 1998. And mm-hmm. so all these years, she's been cancer-free. And she attributes a lot, like the majority of her survival mm-hmm. in going through chemo and radiation and making it to the other side of that, in that lifestyle change, in that mindset change, and doing things like meditation and clearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the things that we can do ourselves to heal ourselves, isn't it? And sometimes
yes.
they're much, much more effective than what the doctor does, I think. Yeah.
I think that there's pros and cons mm-hmm. to all of it. And there's a funny video that someone put out the other day that showed something that I had been saying for years, which is, if I get into a car accident, don't bring me to an acupuncturist, take me to an ER.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything has its mm-hmm. has its place.
Mm-hmm.
And really what we need to do is start connecting them to work together. When you get diagnosed with cancer in India or China, you don't just get chemo and radiation. You get a traditional Chinese medicine herbalist in China. You get an acupuncturist in India. You get an Ayurvedic specialist.
Mm-hmm.
who works on building your chi or your prana from Ayurvedic, your chi in traditional Chinese medicine. And this is what I believe we need to see, that integration, that acceptance in Western medicine, that there is a life force, there is an energy, there is a subtle energy system, and that has a level of health that has to be maintained also, even in whether you call it consciousness or
mm-hmm.
chi,
mm-hmm.
prana. And as we adopt those practices inside of Western medicine, we're going to see health increase overall.
Right, right. I agree. Right. Joseph, then, how did you get started playing the didge?
You know, I woke up from a dead sleep in 1996 in early winter, 1996, and sat up saying, I'm going to play the didgeridoo. And the woman I was dating at the time kind of looked at me funny. And then 6 months later, I was at a shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And there was a group of didgeridoos in there
mm-hmm.
that were in a basket, had a sign over it. So I was able to, that's how I knew what they were. And I picked one of these didges up and played it and could just play. And the woman looked from around the corner and said, do you play the didgeridoo? And I said, no. And she said, yes, you do. And I said, okay, yes, I do. And it turned out that those didges were part of a healing ceremony that was done by Bill Harney's tribe in Australia. And I ended up not finding this out until around 2000, when I met a guy who had made those didges in Australia with Bill Harney's tribe. And the Bill was, if he's still alive, is an Australian national treasure. He was able to miss being part of the Stolen Generation of half-breed Aboriginal English that were sent to the island off of Darwin. And him and his tribe put this meditation out to the universe, this ceremony out to the universe, that they wanted a group of people to come to their land, that they were going to teach how to make didgeridoos and send them back to where they came from. And over the course of 6 months, Rob ended up breaking down. The guy who made my didges got this wild desire to go to Australia, got a Volkswagen bus, mm-hmm. broke down on Bill's land. This is in early 97, broke down on his land, ended up making a bunch of digits and coming back. And it was that many months later, after I'd had that dream in 96, that I ended up running into his digits at the shop in Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill's tribe wanted people to go back to where they came from with these instruments and have people play them and help lift the vibration of the planet back up again. And so that was my first dig. And, you know, for years I played that therapeutically and meditatively for myself, not even realizing that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And musically, and I started out playing with blues and jazz. And And it wasn't until 2004 that I came across the concept of using the didgeridoo for sound therapy.
Great. How does sound in our environment affect us?
How does sound in our environment affect us?
Yeah.
That's a great question. We think about things like feng shui, right, where you'll take and you'll arrange your house or your office space in a particular way to promote the proper flow of energy and qi. And you can have the most perfectly laid out meditation garden that you can be sitting in and have the perfect flow of qi. And if someone starts banging a jackhammer right outside that garden, you have lost all your feng shui.
Right.
Sound is a complementary vibration that, you know, it has as great of an impact on our subtle energy system as any other influence that we have. So cultivating these sound sanctuaries for ourselves and thinking about sound inside of the concepts of feng shui. So when we lay out our living room or our meditation space to be a beautiful space, we also consider the sound that's going to be in that space. So, you know, you don't want to do things like, you know, leave your television on all the time, or, you know, if you live on a busy road, make sure that you have the ability to block out some of that sound. You know, having beautiful access to beautiful things like wind chimes in the background, you know, elevating and lifting the sound around us to complement us and promote our wellness.
That's good. I think it's so important. Unfortunately, where I live, I can't keep wind chimes because we get such heavy winds on the Chesapeake. And there's always a breeze, but there often is a heavy, heavy wind, and it just, you know, ruins them. So I've had different sets, but they didn't last. But my house is usually very quiet because I live at the end of the road. And it's gated, and so there's very little traffic. And the most noise I hear is once or twice a year when the Canadian geese come, and they stay on the pond in the back, and they honk in the middle of the night. And that's the most noise I hear usually, so that's not too bad.
That's not too bad at all.
You mentioned the CDs, and can you tell us a little bit about how CDs can be used effectively for meditation and sound therapy?
Sure. It's interesting. When I first started doing this work, I was very skeptical to the idea of using a CD effectively, thinking that, you know, I would have to be there, or you would need you would need some one-on-one source of sound. And it was the acupuncturist that I worked with that started using my CDs inside of acupuncture sessions. And they found that people were still having these amazing, profound sessions using the CDs. Mm-hmm. And now, years later, thinking about it from just a sound and vibration standpoint, and I've recorded CDs with everything from really cheap, you know, Radio Shack microphones early on to now having worked with $10,000 Earthworks microphones that go down to 3 hertz. Sound plus intention equals the result inside of sound healing, the concept of sound healing. Sound therapy is the addition of using the in-tune frequencies and working with in-tune vibration to complement that sound plus intention equals result. So you can listen to a CD, you can listen to the sounds of birds chirping, the sounds of a didgeridoo recorded, the sounds of an ocean recorded, and it's the vibration that's coming out of the speakers. They're no different than the vibrations that are coming out of the instrument themselves. You lose some of the frequencies, but you get the intention is still there. So I have clients all over the world that will get private custom CD meditations that are just like if they came in and got a one-on-one meditation where I played the ditch for them. It's just interestingly enough, I have a bunch of clients in Australia that I'll send MP3 downloads or waveform or CD to, and they have just a profound session. And at the same time, I also have the chakra clearing meditations that is already packaged product that people all over the world use. And have profound results because the frequencies are there, they're in tune, and their intention is there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. That's the one I think I ordered. Is that right?
What you were saying earlier, that's the one that you had ordered, was the chakra meditation CD.
Right, yeah. It was very effective. I could feel from the sample the effects of it when I got to the higher chakra centers. So I know it works. Then, Joseph, can you tell us about 1 million trees and music equal trees? What does that mean, or what is that all about?
So that's there's a charity that I'm supporting called it's AmericanForest.org is the actual charity's website, and I'm working with an organization called Cadence and Cause, and it's Cadence Cadence and Cause. So Cadence and Cause, and I'm on there as Joseph Carringer. You can find me on their homepage. And American Forest is a charity that what they do is they plant $1 equals one tree, and they not only replant trees into forests, but they've done the research to determine what the correct tree to plant into a particular biome is. Mm-hmm. So we're not planting a bunch of pine trees where deciduous trees should go and vice versa. And we're actually planting the correct oak tree that's supposed to be in northwestern PA and like things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I've pledged 1 million trees with this organization. And if you buy any of my music through their website, and I've got 2 EPs and 2 singles on there, the proceeds go to planting trees in our forests. And my goal is to help them plant 1 million trees in our country.
Mm-hmm. Great. A very worthwhile endeavor, I think. Yeah.
Thank you.
Then, Joseph, is there anything else you'd like to say about sound and healing before we look at your CDs and services and how the listeners can reach you?
I think we actually even pretty much touched everything that we could in the time that we've been given
mm-hmm,
today.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then can you tell us about your CDs and services and any products and how the listeners can locate these?
Sure. So there's for my sound therapy work, my website is DIDGE therapy.com. And you can find out more about my sound therapy work, more about sound therapy in general and holistic health in general at that website. And then there's a products page that has a listing of the meditation CDs, the prepackaged meditation CDs that I offer. And for people who are interested in a personalized CD, they can, through that website, contact me, and I can make those arrangements for them as well. And then for some of the musical work that I do, because I also perform musically, I tour with a guy named Josh Harris, who is Seal's former keyboardist and music director, and has been doing production work. We've been doing production work together since 2008. He and I have a project called Table Syndicate, where I play the didgeridoo and also perform on an instrument called the reactable. And that's just tablesyndicate.com, TableSyndicate.com. And all of our music, both the meditations as well as any of the musical stuff, is also available on iTunes and Amazon. You can Google my name, Joseph Carringer, or search my name in either one of those, Carringer, and our music will come up and the meditations will come up. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to email me. I love answering questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone wanted to use your services, you only are available for groups then, is that correct?
No, actually, I do private sessions whenever I'm touring in a region. Mm-hmm. I tour from Portland, Maine, down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City, and then out into L.A., Vegas, up into Montana. Mm-hmm. Depending on where I am, I work out of various studios, and I can do private work, mm-hmm. private sessions, as well as group workshops. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. To find out where I am, definitely check out the calendar page on didgetherapy.com.
good.
And always looking for new places to come to as well.
Yeah, and you don't do anything then over the phone or with Skype or any of that?
You know, I teach dig lessons to people with sleep apnea via Skype and people who want to learn how to play the didgeridoo. Mm-hmm. And I do, when we do the consult to prepare a private meditation CD session, we can do that either via email, phone, or Skype. Oh. So that I am available by all those means.
Good, great, good. And would you have any recommendation for someone that is just kind of getting into meditation and is out of sorts and is in basically good health? What would be a good CD for them?
You know, I would grab the Chakra and Space Clearing CD, the one that you picked up. Mm-hmm. The great thing about that CD is that it's got solo dig meditations that are great for clearing, for just laying in stillness and clearing out the energetic system. But Josh, the gentleman I mentioned earlier who I perform with, we created fully scored soundscapes that you can put on and have in the background to act as that auditory feng shui for your room and your spaces, and to clear the energy of a space and to clear the energy of your home, and just have there to lift the vibration. And that's why we did that as a double disc, was to be able to have that one-on-one individual clearing for the person, but then also be able to use it as that broader, fully scored background clearing music. Mm-hmm. And I that's a great place to start, is that CD.
Great. Good. Good. Well, then I've got the right one.
You did. You definitely got the right one.
Well, I appreciate this very much, Joseph. It's been interesting, and it's been new to me, and I'm sure it will be new to many of the listeners. And as I said, I will put this on my Cancer Foundation website also, because it will fit nicely as part of a holistic approach to treatment. So I appreciate this very much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate your time and inviting me to be here.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joseph sent us a sample of his music playing the didgeridoo from his album on chakra cleansing. And I know you will enjoy this. I thank you for joining us today on the Holistic Health Show. In the time left, I would like to tell you about the new Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation. As you know, I am a 40-year lung cancer survivor who was given 6 months to live and subsequently decided to use all natural holistic interventions that were very successful in my life. You also know that I wrote my experience in a book, You Can Beat Lung Cancer, Using Alternative Integrative Interventions, so that others could follow a holistic approach as I did. The next step seemed to be to establish a foundation to bring word to other people that the holistic approach can be very successful. I envisioned holistic approach as including physical, mental, spiritual, relationships, environment, and politics, so that our foundation varies from others in that we do look at a holistic approach, we do focus on all types of cancer, and we do focus on education, research, and patient care. We are starting this year to build our website, which will have a variety of interviews with cancer survivors, with cancer physicians, with people who use alternative approaches such as affirmations, prayer, visualization, meditation, serving others, and more. Our goals for the foundation then are to provide education to the public on the holistic approach to cancer treatment. Second would be to provide funding for research on holistic cancer interventions. And third would be to provide financing for those who suffer from cancer and want alternative natural treatments. In order to do this, we need public funding. And so this year, we will be focusing on the educational piece and also will be focusing on hopefully providing funding for one grant. So I hope you will consider donating to my foundation. On the website, which is holisticcancerfoundation.com, you'll find a place to donate. And I hope you will consider donating so that this foundation will move forward, helping others to use a holistic approach in cancer treatment. On the website, you will also find research on some of the alternative interventions, such as affirmations, meditation, prayer, visualization, as well as the research on natural ways to deal with cancer for the year 2014, including things like nutrition, diagnoses, etc. I hope you will go to the site and look it over and give me some feedback as to what else you might like to see on the website. There are a couple sections that are not complete, but we are working on those at this point. Again, the website is holisticcancerfoundation.com. I have a tax-free status so that you can deduct your donations from your income tax in the United States. I invite you to my websites, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all of the past shows from the last 5.5 years. Under the blog with a search engine so you can look for a specific topic. You will also find a place to sign up for a free monthly newsletter on holistic health and the latest information on research on cancer, also under the blog. I also invite you to my website, beatlungcancer.net, where you will find information on my latest book, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions. You will also find endorsements. You will find additional information about the book. And you will also find a site where you can purchase the book from me, or you can also purchase it at Amazon.com. I also invite you to join me on Facebook under Carl Helvey, or under Holistic Health Show, or under Beat Lung Cancer. I also invite you to join me on LinkedIn under Carl Helvey, or on Twitter under Holist Health Show. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.